Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning, God bless. This is Jeff Edwards and
Mae Myers Edwards.
We'd like to welcome you to Give Me the Word. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. We're so excited to have the privilege to come to you every Tuesday through Friday and bring you the Word of God. This has been something we've been believing God for, to be able to connect with you all across Northern Ontario. And if you'll remember, I've taught you that there are three rivers of transformation. And the first river is the Word of God, that you get into the Word of God and allow the Word of God to begin to change the way we think and the way that we believe. The second river is the river of the Holy Spirit. And when you allow the Holy Spirit free rein in your life and you begin to invite Him and follow His leading, that God will do incredible things. He's your comforter. He's called alongside you. And the third river is the local church. You know, God loves the local church, and the local church is not perfect. But can I tell you what about the local church? Get into a good, healthy local church. That is so important. Those are the three rivers of transformation. And what is a healthy church? A healthy church is one that preaches the Word of God. It's one that provides connection for people to be able to be discipled and to grow. And then it also reaches out into its community. That's a healthy church. We'd like to invite you that if you live in the greater Sudbury area and you don't have a church home, Mae and I would like to extend an invitation for you to come join us Sundays at 10:30 right here at 1621 Valley View Road. If you live outside of the greater Sudbury area and you don't have a church home, we encourage you find one. If you don't know of one, get a hold of us. Go online to restorechurch.ca and send us a contact, and we'll gladly refer you to some awesome churches in the great North, because we love the North. As a matter of fact, because we love the North, we're going to continue today talking about our Women of Worth Conference. This is not a Restoration Church event. This is a Northern Ontario ministry reaching out to touch our women. Now, Mae, we talked about it yesterday. We're going to continue to talk about it today. But our goal is this. Ladies, listen very carefully. Our goal is to encourage, encourage, encourage. And I want you to know that I'm going to give my wife an opportunity to speak to you straight from her heart about reaching out and bringing transformation, fellowship, and blessing into your life by this conference. So, Mae, why don't you just take the time to speak straight to the hearts of the ladies? You're having a cup of coffee. Perhaps you just got the kids off to school. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're getting back from your exercise class. You're thinking about going shopping. You know what? You're thinking about what you're going to do this day, and you're just sitting here and listening. Well, God's got a word for you right now.
The Women of Worth Conference, the theme that we have this year is cherished, chosen, and called. And yes, you are cherished and loved by God. You are chosen and you are called. You have a specific assignment and purpose. And our conference is a time to come together in unity, meet new friends, love one another. And you know, every one of us, every woman, no matter what stage of life you are in, you are valued and you're significant. No matter what you've heard from others or when you grew up or anywhere that is negative, that is not the truth. The truth is God loves you. He has an amazing plan for your life, and you are loved and valued.
You know, I know, Mae, we're speaking straight to the hearts of our women across Northern Ontario, but I want to take a moment. Every word that you're saying not only applies to women, but it applies to every single man right now that is listening, every young adult that is listening, because we all need to know who we are in Christ. And so you're tuned in to KFM Radio for Life, and you may hear us talking about a women's conference, but it's really talking about God doesn't really see things the way you and I see it. When God says man, He means mankind. And we're speaking to you that every woman needs to know who they are, every man needs to know who they are, and the Word of God God speaks across generations. It speaks across gender, that he is speaking to you right now as a man. If you'll listen to these words that May's going to read to you about encourage and about who the Word of God is going to reach out and what it's going to do for you, it's going to inspire you. So I want you to understand, this just isn't about our women, though the conference is for our women. This word that we're bringing you is transformation for every man listening just as well. You need to know that God loves you and that you have an identity and a purpose as well. I wanted to just set that so that the Word of God just speaks into your heart. Speak the Word of God to him, hon.
Well, you know, I was just reflecting on Romans 8:37, and it says, "The one who loves us gives us an overwhelming victory in all these difficulties." We face challenges in life, but there's one answer to every one of those challenges, and it's Jesus. He loves us so much. And the important thing is to know what God's word says. As Pastor Jeff said, no matter our gender, we are loved of God, and we love because he first loved us. And we can find that in 1 John 4:19. And we are actually wired for love. And when we operate and know our identity and what God says about us, not negative things that have been said about us or what the world might tell us we need to be, but when we know what God says about us, I believe that every difficulty that we face in life, or most difficulties we face in life, is because we don't understand how loved we are. We don't know God's promises and what he says about us. And when we do, there's hope and there's freedom in our lives.
You know, one of the things that I've always said to my wife and about my wife is this, that God put us together as a team. And I want you to understand that you need us and we need you. We need one another in the body of Christ. And this is what the Lord said to me a long time ago about my wife, that her compassion and her love is going to be just as powerful a tool reaching out as the Word of God that I stand and I preach every single day when I preach the Word. So it's the love of God and the Word of God. And together, you know, we're joining to believe God that his love would just flood through this network right now, that you would find hope and encouragement. That no matter if you're male or female, whatever it is, that God would open and touch your heart today and allow you to receive the depth of his love, that depression would just lift and evaporate from your life. We're praying right now for you that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened and that you would understand there is a hope for you. That's why we do what we do. That's why we bring Give Me the Word to you. That's why we're bringing this Women of Worth conference to you. And I want to encourage you to receive. You know, May, many times, you know, I've given you many, many gifts, and you've never had a problem receiving a gift from me. And
I'm always open.
You're always open to receive gifts. But yet there are many people that aren't open to receive a gift because of fear, because of what they're afraid is attached to it. But I would like you to just minister to them on the gift of God's love and the gift of God's care and concern for them for just a few moments this morning. I want you to open your heart. I want you to receive what my wife is going to say here to you, because the love of God's going to just roll across this network and love's going to eradicate fear all across the North right now. Go ahead, hon.
God loves us so much. I don't think in our human form and in our mind we can really begin to understand the depth of that love. We can read his word and hear his word, and that's a supernatural word. We can begin to understand, but his love is not conditional. Sometimes as humans, our love is conditional. It's easy to love when things are going well. It's easy to love when we're treated properly and with respect and care. But when we mess up, sometimes that love is shut off, or we sense that there's a pulling away. But God is not like a human. And his love is unconditional. He can't love us less and he can't love us more, but he is love. And the important thing to know is what he says about us. And that's to hear it. It just transforms our life, because, you know, we know scientifically and we know through the Bible that we are wired for love. And when we operate in those beliefs and that truth, we are physically healthier, we're more peaceful, it increases our intelligence, our ability to go through days with joy, even through those difficult times, and that supernaturally through the love of God. And when we aren't operating in love, we operate in fear. And we know that when we operate in fear, it affects our physiological body. It affects us in a way that we can become ill and have disease and sickness. And it affects us at the cellular level of our body. And you know, God's word says we're fearfully and wonderfully made. God's word says that we need to take each thought captive. God's word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So when we think in terms of love and the truth of God, we're healthy in every way. We have hope. But when we go down the fear path, that affects us emotionally, spiritually, physically. But we're wired for love. And so that's what we want to focus on. What does God say about each and every one of us?
You know, the love of God, I just pray, touches you right now. The love of God lifts the burdens. The love of God would just bring hope and encouragement to your heart. The love of God would just get rid of the fear in your life right now, that you would be able to trust once again. Jesus said it this way, that he would heal the brokenhearted. You know, God loves you so much. He values you. And I love this little quote that we have. I don't even know where it came from, but it says, you're worth something because God determines your value and he thinks you're to die for. You know, male or female, God loves you. No matter where you're at, you know, we have just as many men that are in abusive situations as we have ladies that are in abusive situations in life. And you know what? Some of that we need to get a hold of and recognize that we have to draw proper boundaries. We have to begin thinking different and change the way that we live life. Transformation is a process. That's why I take so much time talking about transformation and talking about the heart. And that's why we're talking about this conference. This conference, we believe, is going to bring transformation to your life because it's going to bring an impact. Ladies, March the 9th. That's only a few weeks away, March the 9th, a Saturday just for you. You know, May, I know ladies like to be pampered. Well, I'm a guy. I like to be pampered too.
Yes.
But, you know, ladies love to be pampered. And I know one of the things you need to do is you need to take the time to go be pampered. Let God pamper you on March the 9th. And just give them the details about Brooke Nichols and just briefly where it's at. And once again, the registration, May. Would you do that?
Yes, the Women of Worth Conference, our annual conference, is on Saturday, March the 9th, starts at 8:30 in the morning with registration and a continental breakfast. It starts at 9 o'clock with worship, and we're so blessed to have Brooke Nichols lead worship for us. And she's just been just received the award of being the Female Vocalist of the Year for Gospel Music. So she's top throughout Canada. We're blessed to have her and her presence as she brings and ushers in the presence of God in our conference. We also have Amanda Robichaud from All Nations Church speaking and Pastor Stacy Quinlan from Sault Ste. Marie, and I'll be sharing as well. And it's a time of unity and fellowship. It's a time of hearing what God has for you. He meets us where we are at. He knows what we need. And we're just expecting for his presence. We're expecting for transformation and lives to be changed. And you know, we're going to have fun. We have a complimentary lunch. We have actually a door prize valued over $1,000. We have draws and we have surprises through the day. So, you know, all women, we're just inviting everyone. We've had teenagers to people in their plus 80s join us, and we've all had an amazing time. We have people from all over Northern Ontario, because this isn't about Restoration Church. This is about an outreach to the north for women to begin to really know at a deeper level what our worth is in God's eyes.
God values you. We value you. Will you value yourself and pamper yourself on March the 9th? Want to encourage you. It's only $45. Call today, 705-588-7600. One more time, 588-7600. Call today and register. Registration is limited, and we want you to know that this day is just for you. All denominations, all ladies of any age, teenagers, I'll tell you what, come on out. And as she said, some of my heroes of the faith are in their 80s, and I'll tell you, we're so thankful for all of our ladies. Whatever walk of life, professional, mom, wherever you're at in life, come take the time to pamper yourself on March the 9th. This is Jeff Edwards and
May Myers Edwards.
We'd like to extend an invitation for you to come join us every Sunday at 1030 1621 Valley View Road. If you don't have a church home in the greater Sudbury area, or tune online at restorechurch.ca. If you live outside of the greater Sudbury area and you don't have a church home, need to find a church home. You know, there's no perfect church, is there, May?
No, there isn't.
But there are healthy churches.
Yes.
And so if you don't have a church home, we'd like to recommend a healthy church to you. Get a hold of us online at restorechurch.ca and let us speak into your life. Thank you for connecting with us. Get a hold of the station if you need prayer. You know, the 24-hour prayer line's just for you. And we partner together with KFM to bring you this broadcast every Tuesday through Friday, as well as the prayer lines are open at 866-772-9379. For anywhere in Northern Ontario, you can call that number toll-free. Perfectly confidential. If you have a need, if you're believing God for something, if you're struggling with your faith, call the prayer line and get encouragement and hope. May, would you just bless them and then we'll say goodbye to them for today.
Yes. Well, we just pray a blessing and benediction over everyone that's listening. We just pray that you have an amazing day today and that just God speaks to your heart. And today is a new beginning of hope and the wonderful things that God has for you in your life. We love you. We look forward to seeing you.
This is Jeff and
May Myers Edwards.
And we'd like to say to you, remember, Jesus is risen.
Victory is assured.
Give me the word.
Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.